Following the release of her debut album in 2001, Songs in A Minor, singer-songwriter Alicia Keys became an instant superstar, a position firmed up by a series of successful albums and Grammy Awards over the course of the next decade. So it isn't surprising that a jukebox musical would at some point emerge. And thus we have Hell's Kitchen, which runs at the Orpheum Theater through May 24th. Most jukebox shows fall into two categories, a history of the performer's career, with the songbook performed in the order the songs were recorded, with occasional numbers shoehorned into the story, or an original story retconned to make the songs fit the plot. Hell's Kitchen does something different. It presents new songs and shoehorned old ones in the sanitized autobiography that focuses on Alicia Keys' life at the age of 17, as she and her single mom reside in a high-rise in the gentrifying neighborhood west of Times Square. She fights with her mom over an older boy and winds up learning piano from an elderly woman playing in the building's public room. The low stakes, who didn't fight with their parents at that age, means there's minimal forward movement. Despite the piano lessons, we never really learn about Allie's talent nor her ambitions. The songs themselves, it's hard to follow lyrics distorted by melisma and drowned out by orchestration. The reconstructed old songs are unrecognizable save for the chorus, and the new ones have no center. Many songs start small and turn into a cacophony, with random dancers performing aerobics disguised as choreography. This may work at a Demi Lovato concert or a Warriors halftime show, but doesn't quite fly inside a stage musical. There are pleasures, most notably in the work of Kennedy Coggle as Jersey, Allie's mother, Desmond Sean Elliott as Davis, Allie's dad, and most notably Roz White as Miss Liza Jane, the pianist who teaches Allie how to be a musician. And while Alicia Keys isn't there to perform them, her songs all work within her own specific musical ballpark. It's Alicia Keys without Alicia Keys. Ultimately, none of the complaints matter. The show ran 2 years on Broadway, over 750 performances. It cost $22 million to produce, and it made back only 60% of its capitalization. This tour is an attempt to make up the difference, and judging by the ovation opening night at the Orpheum, it just might. Hell's Kitchen runs at the Orpheum through May 24th. For more information, you can go to atgtickets.com. I'm Rich Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.